Sonia Sorich is here.
Good morning.
Sonia is the Sacramento Business Journal's digital editor. On Fridays, we talk about the week's top business stories. Old Sacramento could see some changes in the future. There's a new effort underway to make the historic district more inviting.
We learned a little more about those plans when Richard Rich, the city's riverfront project manager, gave a presentation to the Sacramento City Council this week. Now, this effort goes beyond the improvements to the Old Sacramento Boardwalk that you've probably heard about. Actually, a variety of ideas are being discussed. Some of these ideas are pretty dramatic, such as a possible Ferris wheel or even an observation tower, but others might be a little easier to accomplish. That includes making the entryways to Old Sacramento more appealing with features such as a light show.
That's all pretty ambitious. What's the budget for this project?
Well, of course, this depends on what the city ultimately decides to do, but the price tag could be between $10 million and $15 million. The city is expected to consider a more detailed plan with prices at the end of the summer.
So what could this mean for businesses in that area?
Well, naturally, proponents of this effort say that transforming Old Sacramento could enhance the entire city and help with business recruitment. And specifically within Old Sacramento, the city's riverfront project manager wants to encourage more tech startups to come to the district. Now, we traditionally associate Old Sacramento with those ground floor retail spaces, but there are also some office spaces upstairs. And some people trying to transform the area say those spaces could be a good fit for tech startups. That could give the district a slightly different vibe.
Well, some of that Old Sacramento office space was also in the news this week, right?
For the first time in a quarter century, office space is available in Old Sacramento's What Cheer building at Front and K Streets. A law firm outgrew the top floor of the three-story building. And this is notable because while it would be nice to fill Old Sacramento with all sorts of tech startups, there apparently isn't much office space available for new tenants in Old Sacramento. Now, there's also some space available on the second floor of the What Cheer building.
You mentioned tech startups, but are there any other kinds of tenants that might be interested in that building?
Yes, those involved in leasing say the building would be a good fit for a variety of different companies. That would include marketing firms, possibly architects, or maybe even a tourism group.
And what's the story behind that What Cheer, the building's name?
Good question. What Cheer is actually a greeting that goes back to the Gold Rush era. The original What Cheer building opened in 1853 as a hotel, but it later burned down.
I did not know that. Well, let's talk about food. Checkers Restaurant is entering the fast food scene with the location plan in Citrus Heights. What can diners expect?
Yes, this is the first local site for Checkers. It's popular in other parts of the country, such as the South. This is a traditional fast food menu that includes burgers, fries, chicken sandwiches, and more. The local restaurant will actually have no indoor seating. Customers will order their food through a drive-through or a walk-up window. And actually, the new restaurant could arrive pretty quickly since it's using modular construction.
And there were some restaurant closures this week.
We learned that Chop's Steakhouse, which is near the state capitol, is closing after a 15-year run. Also, Divine Bakery and Gelateria in East Sacramento closed after less than a year of business, although the owner's Midtown location remains open.
So what happened to those businesses?
We don't know too many details about the decision to close Chops, but it was there for 15 years, which is a fairly long run in the restaurant business. And as far as the bakery and gelateria in East Sacramento, we know that the owner did consider closing the business a few months back. The customers rallied to support it, and it did stay open a little longer. But ultimately, the business was not strong enough at the site to remain open there in East Sacramento.
Thanks, Sonia.
Thank you.
There's more business news at capradio.org/business. This is Capital Public Radio.